Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Don't you just love that prayer that reminds you of who you really are? That everything that you're moving through, growing through, is only reminding you that you are the delight of God. You are free. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what is happening in your world, it's okay. Relax. Take a breath. And remember who you are, because everything must change. Do you believe that? Trust me, it does. We'll be back. Said,
no problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew. When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. Nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must
change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Wounded heart will heal, but never much too soon. Yeah, everything must change. Come the old, mysteries do unfold. Yes, they do. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. Comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, farmer's ground is plowed, people live and people die, yeah, but still we can revive. We must always try. Seasons come and go, winter brings fresh snow.
Everything.
Believe it? No. You really believe that everything must change, and it does? Because if you do, you see life differently. Everything must change is the nature of life. It's the nature of nature. Look around you. I don't care even if you live somewhere where the seasons are doing something different. Change is the only thing that's constant. And if you don't see any changes in your world, at least you're one day older than you were yesterday. That's a change. Yes.
Makes us thrive. Thank God for this change.
I know that. I thank God for all this change, because some things I just need to go. Just go. Leave me alone. Jesus, I learned the lesson already. Okay. Can I come back to do it later? Maybe I need some special tutorials or something. I don't feel like doing that class today. Everything must change, and it is changing. You are changing. Embrace the change. Give birth to the divine idea that is pushing through you. Yeah, you can do it. You can push. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Think about it. If you can just take yourself back to yesterday, last week, last month, last year, there was something that bothered you so much that you were worrying about, that you thought, oh my God, my life is going to end. You didn't know how you were going to make it through. Guess what? You're still here. You're still here, even if you're still dealing with the same thing. The most important thing is, how are you dealing with it? Because when you change how you feel about what you're moving through, growing through, and going through, you get to see the change. Life is an echo. When you change within, you stand in the change and let life reflect back to you when life is ready, rather than, oh my gosh, things still look the same. Nothing has changed. It's not true. Life is about change. Every moment is a renewal. This moment, right now, everything I said before that, doesn't even matter. Right now, something new. The question is, are you new? Are you still trying to justify, feeling like a victim, thinking, you know, you're better than everybody else or not as good as others? You get to choose. It's a cosmic game, you know. When God, Goddess, Father, Mother, God, the universe decide to place itself inside of you. And you said, oh, I like that. Let me go share my light on earth. But you were so impatient. You said, no, I'm going to be all right. And others would say, wait. You said, no, I got it. And then you came here. You're like, what the flip is going on? It's part of the journey. Sometimes we've got to forget who we are in order to rediscover ourselves. Everything must change. Bishop Carlton Pearson, who's going to be joining us tomorrow to bring his fire, his energy, his wisdom, his insight. So make sure you tune in. So let's give you more information about that. Oh, wow. I haven't even welcomed you. Yes, I did. I welcomed you with a song. What else do you want? Oh, you want me to do it officially? Okay, all right, hold on. Let me clear my throat. I did. You didn't hear it. That was intentional. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change is inspired, where change begins, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you choose to live life fully. You make a difference simply because you're here. Now you can decide, set the intention to create, procreate, get very creative about your essence and draw and dance and express and speak and love like nobody else, because nobody can do it like you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, a Life Conversations radio. And if you're listening on Within Radio, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Within Radio. Don't worry about that. You're listening, period. That's all that matters. I am your host. I am is the host. The I am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade in all the other ways. Ooh, did you catch that? I did. Make sure you check it. Oh, I'm being corrected. You know, I just live in the moment. I don't hold the future in my mind or the past. I just stay in the moment. But it's good to have people who hold the past and the future in their consciousness. I have a wonderful woman known as Celeste Morgan. Say, no, Bishop is coming on Wednesday. I knew that. I was just trying to see if you were listening, Celeste. You thought you were correcting me, didn't you? I'm in the moment. I'm one with the one. I know all things. Celeste, how are you doing? Nice to see you this morning.
Oh, you are such a gift on a Monday afternoon or morning, wherever you are. Hello, Life Coach Ade. Or night. Yes, yes, we do have people to listen to us at night. But it's a wonderful time being with you. How was your weekend? It sounds like it was well rested. You had a lot of fun. You want to share what you did so we can get some?
I'm going to share, but let me tell you a secret. You know, you said we have people who listen at light at night. At light? Okay, yeah. They listen at night to feel the light. Okay, so they listen at night. They actually use my show as a time story.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine who would go to bed with you.
Lots of people. And then they tell me. And I'm like, I know I'm there.
I can't believe that. I'm usually the one who grounds you, and here I come in with all this fire. Well, actually, what I want
to go to bed with me.
Life Coach today, come back from there. What I mean by
come
that
back
is you're
still talking about. No, that's good stuff to talk about. People go to bed with me. I told you I make love with the world.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what I meant was to say was that your show is such high energy. How can anybody go to sleep while listening? Mark's in the house. Mark's
see, at the beginning, right, this is how they do it. So when I come in, I'm all fiery and everything, right? And then I go, okay, now let's go deeper. Well, you know, today we're talking about soul food for your consciousness. And I want you to just take a breath. Just breathe it in. And when I go there, oh, my God, stuff that moving in people. I don't need a building because I got church without walls. I'm like, okay, now breathe in and breathe out.
Really?
Breathe in. Well, you know it, the rest is her story.
And we're all walking around with spiritual babies. See, that's how it happens. You want to manifest your life. Okay, Mark is in the house, Life Coach today, and, you know, your energy is so big. I can't wait till you guys talk about this. But your energy is so big that you are going to be on their network at 1-2 Listens, 1-2 House. How amazing is that?
Yeah. Yes, I am. And, hey, what can I say? We'll talk more about that. But, yeah, I'm grateful for my new show coming up. I'm a little bit nervous because I heard from the people at 1-2 House that Mark is a tough boss. I mean, he don't take no mess.
Well, he's only a reflection of you.
Oh. Okay, moving right along.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, well, you were asking me what I did over the weekend. I'll say it real quick because I know you're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. It feels it's strange, really, because I really feel like I haven't done a show in, like, weeks. Feels like a long time. Of course, I do Monday to Wednesday, but it seems like a long time. Yesterday, we were doing holistic healing in the park with my friends, Jada, Priestess Badori, Linda, myself. We had people come and get healing through drumming, cleansing their aura. Something beautiful when you're doing what you love. And on Saturday, Dr. B. Sirius, you remember him, right?
Yeah.
Remember him? Yes. I went to a workshop, a whole day workshop. That brother is an alchemist. Man, he's coming back. I don't know. Maybe November. I'm thinking November. We should bring him back.
Oh, okay.
It was just so. I've had a really full weekend. Few last days, and I've been living day by day. I don't know. All right. I had a great weekend. Let's summarize it like that, because people are like, can he hurry up? I want to do my reading. Well,
I know, right? You got people lined up. You got Mark in the house. You got you sitting up here, you know, flashbacking on old stuff that you don't need to be triggering me with day by day. What's wrong with you?
In network, I do what I want to do. So you better love me, everybody. Because when Mark comes in, Mark and I are going to be loving one another. So if you don't like men hug, you better look away when Mark shows up. Because, ooh, and he's brought his honey, so we're happy.
Well, the God spell has already started. So let me go ahead and do a shortened announcement so you can bring our master astrologer / friend / buddy / I need a hug, Mark, come get me.
Mark is my new boss. I'm an alien. I don't work for anything. That's going to be tough because I start to think how to run his own network.
Mark is a Cancer, I believe, and with all that water, it will put that fire out. You'll be all right. It's going to be a perfect balance.
It is? Okay.
It is.
If you say so.
He's going to love on you. He's going to love on you. Okay, let me do these announcements, man.
This is nothing. Hurry up. We've got things to do. Just distracted me. I'm trying to focus. Celeste,
I know.
Stop it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Day by day, my friend. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of some of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so our special guest, Mark Hassan, and Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Now, you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can email him any questions you may have, and he'll answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also use that email if you would like Life Coach Today to explore a topic for an upcoming show. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. This is the last day for surrender to your greatness. And when you surrender to your greatness, you get to say yes to love. So join Life Coach Today tomorrow. He'll be flying solo to welcome you home. So say yes and be there. And Bishop Carlton Pearson will also be in the house at the end of the week We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the Play Experience on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month. And don't forget to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. You can find a calendar and a listing of all these shows by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to the Life Conversations Radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today radio show fan like pages on Facebook and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
And thank you for being a celestial blessing. I appreciate you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got lots to tend to here. Have a great show. Please give Mark a big hug for me, okay?
I'm going to give him a big hug for you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and we are here to support you. That's our intention. We're here to support you on your transformation journey. Just don't bring the old BS with you, because we ain't got time for BS. We got a super blaster. We'll blast your BS out of your consciousness, because we need you to show up. We need you to align with your Christ consciousness. Christ, I ain't religious. Oh, get over yourself. The Christ consciousness is deeper than that. This is the time to love, to be made new, to be the change you want to see. The time is now, and everything that you're going through is a perfect manure to help you grow. So things might be a little bit funky right now. Woo, but just hold on a little while longer. Everything's going to be all right. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Let's join hands. Let's just take a deep breath together. I know you're driving, but you can imagine you're holding my hands. Come on, relax now. Come on. Just relax, breathe. If you're willing to be crazy for a moment, you will be healed. Stop being so stuck up and so hard. Just relax. Come hold my hands. Come on. Hold my hands like you love me. Just breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in all the good that God is. Breathe out all the worries, the concerns, the impatience. Breathe yourself in. Breathe in the breath of life. And just breathe out judgment, self-doubt, all the limiting beliefs about yourself, lack of limitations. Let it go. That's right. That's right. And you know this is David Pomola and me, right? Diet, mind. And they're on tour right now, supporting us to be grounded, to recognize who we are. And you can go to their website, DavidPomolaandMe10.com. Find out that they're coming to your neck. Let's just like tell you, did an interview with David Pomola and Mitain and Ricky Bias Beckwith last month, a week ago, the 23rd. So make sure you're on top. Now, let's bring the man. the master astrologer, the man who is so powerful, so anointed, that he doesn't want us to know, so he hides behind astrology. And we go, damn, you're good. And he says, oh, you're so sweet. He knows who he is. Mark Hudson received his undergraduate degree in psychology and went on to receive his master's in counseling from West Virginia University. Yeah, I mean, can I book a session, my brother? I need help. Mark developed a training program for psychic readers, teaching them tools for dealing with people and respecting their role. Making the 12 house, 1-2 house readers among the most in the world and in the outer world. The non-physical beings love them. That's why they're one of the most trusted in the world. They got friends in high places. He's the host of Power Peak Hour on House Radio. Every Tuesday, he doesn't want me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Pacific, which is the same time as me. You know, sometimes we need power people to be going out at the same time. He doesn't like me saying that. He wants me to talk about the rerun later on. But you can check that out, too. Mark is the author of Love Scopes, What Astrology Knows About You and the Ones You Love. And he's working on another book right now. Oh, that's supposed to be a secret? Psh, please. Once I know, it's no longer a secret. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, what? So let's say that sound choppy. Hey, 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 hey. Internet gremlins, our partners, and everybody else, get it together now. So anyway, I just got interrupted. Let's try again. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, and also we can't leave out Mark's honeys. Please help me welcome my brother, my friend, the one and only Master of Soul.
You are crazy. How are you?
I'm great, great.
I love it. You're so good.
I should have really behaved myself, considering you're going to be my boss, you know.
I love it. It's too late. You know, signed that contract a long time ago. So let's get to work. I'm excited about your show.
I am excited, but I'm nervous. I am
How
really
are you nervous. What the heck? It's an expression of you and your music. What the heck is there to be nervous about? You love your music, and you're putting it out to the world. And that's what he's doing, everybody. He's putting he's going to put us in a mood. And he's going to talk about his music and the things he loves and let it express it. It's so perfect. What's there to be nervous about? I think it's great.
You know what? See, I told you you're a dynamic healer, right? You just know how to say those words. What I realize is I'm not really – well, when I say I'm nervous, I think I'm just giving my ego some credits because my ego doesn't want to feel left behind. So after you pour those words on me, yes. I guess really for me it's just this – I feel like I'm exercising another muscle.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can get this. This is the part. Because I find, like, you know, I get triggered a lot. I get inspiration for any and everything. So I'm thinking, gosh, if I play a song, it's going to trigger so much. I'll probably spend the next 10 minutes talking about the song before I play the next one. But it's a music show. So.
But it wouldn't be a song without it, right? I mean, it's like that's who you are. You think you have a brain. You think. You get triggered. You have emotions. That's why it's your music show, because you're going to relate all those thoughts to music, and then you're gonna be moved. And some weeks you'll probably talk a lot more than others, but the whole point is to have a place where you express and show the world this part of what you love. So it's kind of like an intimate look at you, where you and the audience are, you're sort of bringing us into your personal music collection, and you're saying, I love this, and here's why, and it reminds me of this, And then you put it on and everybody's like, it's addicting. And I think that's what's going to be fun about your show. Have you even told them when it is or the time, anything? Do we know?
Oh, yeah, we've made the announcement. So let's make me. I didn't want to because, no, that's not true. I'm stop lying on your own show. Okay.
At 12radio.com, they're going, it's every night, every Saturday night. You're right there. I think, is it, did we put you at 6? I have to look. I'll make sure.
Is it 8 o'clock your time
yeah,
or
we'll
8 o'clock
look.
Mine? Yes, 8 o'clock is here. We'll figure it. We'll let you know. We'll post it. If you're not friends with
Absolutely.
Me on Facebook, then you'll...
Absolutely, we will. And right now, I think I have you... Yeah, it's 7 p.m. Pacific time, which is...
Ah.
Which is 10 p.m. Eastern time. And so, because we wanted it to be kind of in the evening, and there's a jazz show that has been sort of stuck there at 6 p.m., and then you're right after that. And then it's going to, you know, it's a chance for people in the evening. I love that time slot for you because you can get personal and deep and rich and you can do whatever you want in your hour. But that's the fun part of it because there's no rules. So there really is no boss. It's like we put your show airs, you do your thing, we have fun, and you share a little piece of you. And I can't wait.
I think what I'm nervous about is this, you know, you said I'm crazy. I could say that more crazy is going to come out of me because I might do a show where it's just slow music. You know, remember the one I said, just like, oh, no, I'm not even going to. No, you guys just have to listen. I'm not even going to go into that right now. Okay, so
you know
move on.
You are going to go full tilt, crazy fun, and it's like everybody's going to, it's who you are. And that's what we are going to love. But it's a more personal part of you. And the more you do it, the more personal it becomes. And so there's no rule around it. That's what's beautiful about it. And so I can't wait. We get to hear some of your music and some of what has touched you in your life. And I think that's a lot of people would like to know that.
So Celeste and I were talking. I don't know if you heard it, about people already go to bed with me at night.
I did. I was like,
there's more reason.
I don't even know why you have guests on your show. You are so entertaining. It's like, yeah, I was seeing like the whole world going to bed with you. Isn't that funny? That's exactly what this is kind of feeling like. But yeah, I did hear it.
We're going to do a spiritual quiet storm. Come on, ladies, get closer with your DJ, Life Coach Ade, as we go deep, deep. And hold on, take a breath. Breathe in. Focus on your lower chakras. Okay, stop it.
There might be a few people hanging out for that now. I don't know if they'll be hanging out because it's sexy or funny, but they'll be hanging out.
Or goofy or silly. You know, it's like, I can't stand him, but I can't stop listening to him.
You know, it is so funny. That's like junk food, isn't it? It's so bad for you, but I love it.
Junk food. So, junk food. Yeah, I'm good for your mind, body, and soul.
That's right.
Okay.
No matter what
Let's
they
talk
say
about
you.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to be a professional radio host here, and you just let me act crazy on my own show.
Okay, sorry about that. I'll work on that.
Okay, apologies accepted. So, Mark Husson, I just read a little bit about you. There are one or two people who don't know you. Can you please tell us, who is Mark Husson? Who are you?
Well, let's see who he is. You know what? It's like an everyday discovery of who I am. It's like a renewed person every day. It depends on the mood, who I talk to that day, what show I'm going to be on. But I think I want to be somebody that helps people overcome fear and to remember their spiritual connection, that whatever that is to them, and to keep tolerance and love going. Even though I have a long way to go with all of them, right? All those things. But I want to be the guy that helps remember to not be that we don't know what it's like to live in somebody else's shoes. We don't have a clue. And if we could try to do that, there'd be a lot less, I think, hatred and a lot less anger and a lot less hurt. So, you know, if I can do that publicly more, remind people to do that, and then in my own life work on it, that's who I am, I think. I know that's a crazy long answer, but that's what I want to be. Who I am,
I know.
It could be a long way from that, but.
But isn't that the journey? Isn't that the trick? You know, what I call the universal hide and seek. You know, we seeking to be something, and then sometimes we feel that we're there, and sometimes we feel we're not, but it's all part of the journey. And that's what makes adventure, I mean, just exciting. And for me, you know, sometimes it's challenging.
That's true. I think we get into trouble when I call it the inner hologram, like our inner image of ourselves. Mm-hmm. When we think that's the better part of us, and see, I think we should think that that's the lesser part of us, because if we think we are the nice, kind, giving, unjudgmental person, if that's who we think we are, then chances are we're going to go blind to our judgmental, evil, mean behavior. And I think it's best to hold it as a goal, that we don't really know who we are. We don't really know what it looks like. We don't even know some of our own motives. That's why we're filled with things called shadows and unconscious, because we can't really see it. And so if we just accept that we can't see it, and we opt for improvement every day, like to take care of the things that we can see, make that kind gesture nice, I think it helps. But I think we get into trouble when we already think, I am nice. You know, when you talk to people and they go, no, I do all those good things. Like, really? Why do you have such anger about it or whatever? But people are really sensitive about who they are and who they think they are. And I just think it's nice if we remember that we probably can't see that. Like, I don't think I know who I am. I know who I want to be. But I think the who I am part is kind of invisible.
I understand. So let me ask you this, since we're talking about that. Some friends and I, we were talking about the shadow. And, you know, I hear people saying, well, you know, I don't want to focus on the negative, so I should just leave my shadow. I don't need to just look at my dark side. I just need to, you know, just recognize that I am light, that you know, God loves me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's cute. I love that. Well, I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, how, for those of us who are not enlightened, who are still on our journey, we want to embrace the shadow. We want to learn to be more compassionate with ourselves. We want to learn to even be loving when we're being judgmental, because we know there's a pain. A pain was triggered, so we reach for judgment as a painkiller. How do we do, what would you suggest that we do when we have those moments that show up from the past that we've been running from, and it's, I'm still here. No matter how many times you met it,
I think that's a great, great question. I think a couple things we have to know. The shadow is called the shadow because it is a shadow. It's invisible. We can't see it. So when people go, I don't want to talk about my shadow, that's exactly why they have a shadow, because they can't talk about this thing. And so it becomes like this invisible dark part they can't see. And then it gets projected out into the world. So that's number one, and we can get into that in a minute. But I think when you see your stuff come up, the greatest gift we have is the gift of ignorance, is the gift to say, ooh, there it is, and kick the observer on. Because in my experience, the observer is, if we can bring the observer in to keep watching, look at me doing that, look at this reaction. God, it's like they said the worst thing in the world to me, and all they did was say hello. It's just who they are. And all these reactions are emerging in me. So if we keep the observer really present and hold a space of not knowing, like, I don't know what that is, but an openness to looking, I think what we'll get over time is some neutrality. Like, we're looking, because if you don't look, then you react really harshly. Like, imagine every time you meet somebody who triggers you, how often are you going to want to meet that person? You're not. But let's say then you're at the grocery store and you run into someone who reminds you of them. You got to bring all your defenses up, and you got to all this work to not have that stuff emerge inside of you. And so, but if you let the stuff emerge, you watch it, eventually it gets kind of boring. And I think that's what's true about all our traits, all our habits. If we could find the so what in what's so, I think what would happen is we'd have huge breakthroughs. I think there'd be a lot more compassion for ourselves. I think we'd let ourselves have this incredible rage that emerges and then go, what was that? Where you're willing to look at it? I have people in my life right now, they can't even look at it. They can't even go, like, can you look at that rage? I don't want to look at that. Okay, I get it. It's hard. And
I want to focus on the negative.
Right. Like, we're focusing on it. Like, well, that's all you are right now. It's just so hard not to. And just because you don't want to look at it doesn't mean it isn't there. It's like, that's so ostrich-like. Put your head in the sand. So I think the important thing is the observer. If we could be gentle, let the observer come. Plus, the other thing, meet people where they're at. If I met somebody who said, don't make me look at my negative stuff, I get it. I won't. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And with you, I will not do that. And I respect it because I know that they don't. It's painful, and they don't have a way out of it. And so it will limit my relationship with them because I can't ever not be that guy. But I can definitely respect them not wanting to do any looking. And I can give it to them, but it will definitely hinder who I will be in their life.
I love what you just said there because that's important too. Sometimes, you know, we have the right to say, yes, I understand that right now there's something coming up for me to look at. I'm being triggered, but I don't want to talk about it with you. I mean, we have that right. We have that option rather than just deny it. Like, what are you talking about? I'm not mad. No, if I'm mad, you know about it.
Right.
It's like, oh, really, I hate to see when you're mad. Now, here's a question I don't think I've, you know, question I don't think I've ever asked before on radio anyway. Well, actually, I've never asked you. I want to ask you, Mark, have you always been someone who's always stood in the place of the observer, or what was the old Mark was the old Mark the DOS what was the DOS version? Yeah, and then Mark 2.0. What was the old Mark like, and Mark 2.0, and what was the catalyst?
I was incredibly shy and very self deprecating. I really didn't like a lot of who I was or what I had or anything. I was pretty horrified at my life, honestly. And so I remember just not wanting people around me because I was so mortified at what might come out, or I couldn't get a good reflection of who I was. It wasn't a really happy early beginning. But I remember as I got stronger, I went to counseling to confront some things. I stayed in counseling for a really long time. It's actually what sort of sculpted my journey. But I think what it was I had some healthy kids around me that I could hang out with. But there was a moment when I realized confronting things sort of was like a candle in a dark room. When I would look directly at some of the problems, I'd go, oh, my God, that's it? I mean, I would have anxiety attacks over the dumbest things, but I realized I was so afraid even to look in public at anything I was doing that eventually as I grew up a little bit, started confronting things, started being more willing to take a look at my own demons, that they were really kind of nothing. Like, oh, my God, stop. There's so many worse things in the world than you feeling that you're fat or feeling that you're, you know, not attractive or whatever it was that a kid like me goes through, or not spiritual or doesn't have the answers or not smart or smart enough to know that I'm really dumb. And so it was really kind of crazy stuff. But I think what happened is the shift was when I got that I can have a spiritual God that loves me, that I don't have to be a certain way for that energy, for that belief, and really got that. And then I got, second thing was astrology, helping me look at, you have four planets in Scorpio, dude. You're dark. You go to those places. And it's like, oh. You know, I don't like going into the public eye. I don't like being the guy at the party who walks in late. I am so all over myself. I'm the guy that walks across the street, and if I hear laughter, I know it's at me. And, you know, that's so astrology helped me heal that a lot. It's just where I got, oh, that's just who you are. And then it just got really good from there.
Yeah, so now we've actually moved from 2.0 to 4.0, and you definitely exemplify that. I mean, I love your authenticity. I love the fact that you're willing to be vulnerable and talk about yourself, and not so much in a ways of putting yourself down, but really from a place of you in touch with your humanity. When I talk to you, I read an article last night, or was it this morning? I don't know, sometime, somewhere between, in the last 24 hours. and you wrote about your experience going to I Can Do It. And, you know, what you wrote was if I didn't know you, I felt like I knew. I mean, the way you write, the way you express yourself. And I think sometimes some of us get on this spiritual path, conscious spiritual path, in a way to get away from ourselves and act spiritual. But what you bring to the table is all of it as part of your spiritual self. And by sharing your story, what others to really just relax. It's okay to have shit going on in your life. It's okay.
I'm stuck with this dude, right? I'm stuck with him. I got to have the experience of who he is. And I am truly a shy, like, I feel culturally I was not given a lot of opportunity to understand, like, what you do when you go to a good hotel or who you tip. Or I don't know any of that stuff. I was very protected. But only because, not protected, I was abandoned, basically, in my head, not to sound victim-y, but I mean, there was no one to show me that. And so when I go now, I still kind of don't know, and I feel the so-whatness of it all, because I have to, there's a part of me that really did make a commitment to that goofy boy inside that, you know, as soon as I get to be an adult, you're my buddy, I'm a hole for you. And I do my best to do that. I don't always do a good job. I do have moments of absolute, I identify with the hurt sometimes. And that's a big one that I learned, is if we can have the hurt but see it as a part of us rather than completely go, I am hurt, this part of me is really hurt, then I can hug that part. I can separate enough from it to come in and go, God, this is an old, old wound. And we all have old wounds, right? And they emerge, and what are you going to do? But if we can separate from them, in a way that sort of says, this part of me is really crying out for some help, and I know in my head I think this person could take it away, but I can come in and go, no, they can't, only we can do this on our own, then I feel this rejuvenation that I feel gets me off the hook with other people. And other, like, if I think anyone or anything or any company is my salvation, I start now seeing that as a danger sign. I used to think that if I could just have that, that would be the way.
Yes.
And now I'm seeing that as a way to think that is really damaging to me. Like, so I have a mantra that's like, I need nothing outside of myself to feel whole and complete, because it's so tempting for me to believe that it is out there. If they would just, like, pay attention to me, or just, like, you know, give me this opportunity, I'd be okay. It's just not true. And when I got rid of that, when I actually cut that cord, and it was a moment, I'll tell you, I something changed really big. Like, I suddenly got, I'm free. I was free. And that was the first experience of true freedom to me, was no one else has a chain on me. Nobody else does. Nobody else can give me the promise. Only I can grant that and give it to myself as an experience. And then I was free. I really was. And I was happy there in that moment. I was really like, it was good. So thanks for asking great questions.
I hear you. Oh, you're welcome. You know, I say this all the time you come in. I love you. I love what you represent, who you represent, how you show up. Through you in our conversation, I get to fall in love with myself more. I get to be gentle with myself. I get to remind myself that, you know, it's okay. It's okay to have stuff going on. I mean, there are times I do a show and I'm cutting up, having so much fun, and as soon as the show is over, I hear this voice, what were you doing? What was all that about? And I'm like, I don't know. It was fun while I was doing it. Yeah, but people don't want to hear all that. And I have to catch myself like, whoa. Can we all just calm the flip down? Okay, the show is done. and you and CA gave me a gift because you did my birth chart. And it brought some things, and, you know, the whole thing of recognizing that my ascendant is Cancer, not that I know much about it, but reading what you guys did, it's like, yeah, I get it. And that's one of the things that I love about astrology. And, you know, so
it's very forgiving and very
place. It is. Mm-hmm. It's like a mirror that helps you see yourself, and you can honestly say, oh, I get it. And here I am thinking, there was something wrong with me. Because I used to say that I'm very shy. And I know when I say it, there's a part of me saying, oh, shut up. And so I think people don't even believe you. But there's a part of me, you talk about when you go to a party, I don't want to go to a gathering and I'm the last one in. When people
That's
are looking
right.
at me, I'm thinking, okay, I know they're talking about me. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I just deal with it. It's crazy. I just have a party in my own head, and the voice
right.
is not always helpful. And I'm like, hey, listen, these people, I have to talk myself off the ledge. They don't even know you're in here. Relax. Get over yourself. And then I find somebody who I know. I'm looking for somebody who I know can talk to. They distract me from this thought
yeah.
in my head. So
astrology that's cancer shyness, for sure. That is.
Yes,
that's you being,
yes,
that's
yes.
you confronting that.
Yes.
Go ahead,
and since we're talking astrology, let's talk. No, you no. Don't apologize on here.
Oh, I mean, I just didn't mean to interrupt
you. Cool. You know, I was thinking I want to bring you on every month, but I like doing new things, and that would be too dangerous because I can get bored after a while. So we're going to – you're like my co-host when you come on. So we're just kind of like do it and not have a date because when you come on, I just want you to do you, be you. And
yeah.
so we're talking about –
No, I understand that completely. I agree 100%.
Yes. I think we need to do a show together. Don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely do.
We're ready to do it. Yes. So anyway, moving right along, let's talk about astrology. We're talking about it, and we've got some things happening. Can you give us a forecast for the week, for the month, for our lives?
Yeah.
We need to just move into that, because I know people want to hear it. They don't want to hear about my own insecurities. Yes, you do. That's why you're listening. Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
Well, okay, so this is the last day of September, and today's a Leo moon. And so those of you that have those of you that understand our Leo moons, Leo risings, or wherever you have Leo in your chart, we're starting to feel a little more capable of coming out. So that's really nice. Now, this is a new moon week, and during new moon weeks, we can tend to get a little depressed, and we can tend to see the cup is half empty as opposed to half full. And it's very common. And so as the week goes on through till Friday, where the new moon is, the moon basically in the sky is losing light. It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And as a metaphor, sometimes we feel that things in our life, the options, get smaller and smaller and smaller during a new moon. So I want to encourage people that if they're starting to see more like the cup half empty, less hopeful, that they're right on track with the astrological metaphor. And what they're doing in that moment is they're releasing the old and getting ready for that new energy to come, which will happen Friday. The actual new moon is Friday at 5:34. So first of all, at that moment, they'll start feeling better right away. But in general, this is a week where we're going to pull in a little bit. We might be a little more self-critical because we go into the Virgo moon energy tomorrow. We might be more confrontive. We might feel a little more the way to get people out of our nervous systems is to sort of argue. Because whenever anybody's being argumentative, it pushes people away, and that's sometimes what we do unconsciously. Like when you're angry, you're like, ew, get away. And we get people out of our field. And sometimes that's what we have to do to clear up our energy. So if you find yourself being a little testy, or if you find yourself being aggressive toward another person or toward a group or toward, you know, the company, you're just saying to yourself, another way what you could do quicker is just say, I need some time alone, because that's really all you want. And so yeah. you can do that by just getting time alone, taking your shower, releasing, taking a walk. But really, we're all going to be seeking a little separation this week. It's kind of weird. And I think people should know that and not take it personally, even though it's hard for people who use their partner as a reflection of who they are and how they're doing, it might be really tough for them to see the partner pulling away. So you guys can have a conscious agreement and just say, let's just give a little space, like let's go to bed early at different times, that kind of thing. So I think that's what's going on this week, and I think just a lot of surprises in store, but mostly this is where we get our critic on. So everybody get ready to get your critic on and laugh. Like, you know, because it could be like, I'm fat, my weight, that person, that thing, the car, the scratch, the mess, anything. And we'll use anything to go there. So just go there with fun. Laugh at it. Get that vacuum cleaner out and make it like it's a weapon. And just tear through the house. Do whatever feels good. But try to keep that energy off yourselves. this week, because attacking ourselves and being self-critical is part of it. And then I think we're good. I think that's kind of expressive of the week. And, of course, to help us on the weekend, the day after the new moon, we have our new series of shows, of which yours is going to be playing at 7 p.m. Pacific. So I want to make sure that we get to enjoy your new show. I'm so excited. And new music and new play. And there's and A Day isn't the only new show. There's going to be a series on Saturday of new. We got British people coming over. We've got all kinds of. We've got country music. We got soul music. We have rap music. We have so much diversity. People are going to play classics. But we're letting people express and be. And you're going to enjoy, I think, the relationship to people that right after that new moon. So it's a good time to start. So I'm really excited. So thank you for letting me do that.
Oh, no, you're welcome. You are very welcome. What about, let's talk about the equinox.
Okay.
You know, we just shift. We're in the new season. There's so much going on. Some of us are feeling the new energy, feeling loving, you know, some things have been stripped away from us. How is that energy supporting us, affecting us, influencing us right now?
Well, the equinox is literally what it means. It's equal day and equal night, and that happened on the 22nd of September. And on the 22nd of September, on the northern hemisphere, up here above the equator, day and night are equal. It also is equal all over the world, actually, but we're always referencing the top half of the Earth. Because in the bottom half of the Earth, as we go into autumn, they're going into spring. But it is the same energy. So if you're listening to this in Australia or New Zealand, it's the same effect as we have, which is the beginning of the longest night. So we're in, think about it, we just talked about the new moon losing light. The moon loses light toward the new moon.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing now. We're losing light until the winter solstice. So every day from the 22nd on, we lose a minute of daylight. And so we're getting darker. We're on the new moon phase of life, which is really amazing because it's where we release and we let go of these lessons from the year. It's also where we're freed up of all the barriers in our way. You'll see a lot of people will take gigantic leaps in October and November. And that's because as we're losing light, we're also all the outer planets start going forward. And so there's no inhibition. We're releasing the blocks to our success. So everything that we've learned culminates October, November. We take these big leaps, and then we prepare for our new year, which is 2014, which is riddled, which is a good thing, with now more than just Mercury retrograde. We have to deal with a Venus retrograde and a Mars retrograde. And we do that every other year, so it's not a big deal. And we're getting them over with early. But what happens is all this stuff we're building, we're doing
that.
In it.
I love how you said that.
I know.
And so don't panic. It's okay. It's bad, but it's going to be good for you.
It's
moving.
It's going to get over early. I know. I might as well just said it was bad. Here's what I don't like about Mars retrograde. What I don't like about Mars retrograde is Mars is the planet of action. And when it goes backwards, if you're in the middle of something, you've got to take a detour. And that's the one planet retrograde that I feel personally. Now, if you all go back to November 2012, Mars was retrograde then, and people made fine progress. And we all, I mean, we still did everything. That was just 2012. And so, but there were delays. There were delays in some of the things you wanted to build or maybe the direction you wanted to go. And it's very different than a Mercury retrograde. And because you're in Aries, it particularly affects Aries people because that's their ruler. And so it is a time of reflection. You might feel like you're missing the beat of the world, that kind of thing. But that is, again, when that little month is over of the retrograde, you bounce back with such renewal. And as long as you know that's going on, our observers take care of the rest. It's like, oh, yeah, I got to go in. I don't have the energy. You know, you might feel a little more listless, more tired. You might feel like every time you try to push forward, you're blocked. And then that's when you realize it's a time of healing and a time of rejuvenation. And it really is. It's not to thwart your activity at all. But it is typically times of stopping and slowing down. That's what they used to say about the Mercury retrograde. But I believe the Mercury retrograde isn't about stopping. It's about being thoughtful being more think oriented about what you're doing and making sure you're on the right track and then doing it. Mars is literally saying, I remember I was going to quit my job with the state, and it was a Mars retrograde coming up, and this Italian astrologer, my friend Mary, she said, you can't quit. So Mars goes direct. She said, please. She was so adamant. And I toughed it out on her advice. Now, everything worked out, but I won't know if it wouldn't have worked out if I'd have quit early. But I did because I wanted to, I just said, well, I don't have anything to lose by waiting. You know, I'll suffer through these few months. And I did, and I waited, and I waited until she said go. Now, my life has been great, and maybe it had to do with that, me being patient. But, you know, I say if your soul says you got to do it, no astrologer in the world should stop you, and no voice in the world should stop you. Right? If your soul says I got to do it, you got to do it. Just do it.
That's disrespecting
yourself.
I know. Stop it. You're triggering me. Yes, I go off on a tangent of that. We can't give ourselves permission.
Ourselves?
No, giving ourselves permission.
I love it. Yes.
So, I want to ask you a question. I want to take a quick break, and I want to ask you this. I'm going to tell you the question, and then you can answer it on the other end. And on the other end, that don't sound too cute. But anyway, you can answer it on the other side. I was thinking that you're talking about we're losing more light and there's more darkness. I'm wondering, just does that also affect us in how we see ourselves? You know, we were talking about shadow earlier. Does that take us, this fall season, do we tend to focus on the shadow, or does it just show up? And because we're losing more light, or it doesn't quite work that way. But don't answer that question right now. And make sure you remember what it is, because by the time we come back,
I
may have forgotten. Okay, cool. You are listening to The Crazy Show, also known as the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, on Life Conversations Radio. My friend, my brother, myself, it's somebody that I love so dearly. If you don't know that already, you don't know what love is, because I love this man, and I've known him now, 2 years? Sometimes I just have to think about him, and I have a smile on my face. He's an astrologer. I mean, there isn't enough labels to describe, not enough titles. He is just pure love, pure as in he honors the humanity and he honors the divine. And I'm sure there's some people saying, yeah, you just don't know him. Well, whatever Mark brings up in you lives in you. That's right. I got my brothers back. I'm right behind him. Ooh, yeah, Mark, get him. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to, let's see, what are we going to do? I don't know. What are we going to do right now? I don't know. I decide. I know Mark is going to answer that question. We've got Celestial Moment, and, I live in the moment, so, and this is my network. I do what I want to do. That's
Life Conversations. Back. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hassan, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Right, Mark gets everywhere. He gets in my commercial breaks too. He's just powerful like that. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley, with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, I am, and so are you. Ha ha, you know that about you? You are free, you know? Just relax. That's Carly Jackson. You can find out more about Carly by going to her Facebook page, Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. I am surrounded by amazing creative people. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the lady with the voice. That would be Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing this afternoon, this morning?
Wow. Are you preparing for your show already?
Yes, you're listening to the sound of soul.
You better watch
your boy. Yeah,
I'm planning.
Listen, my intention is to increase the population on the planet.
Oh my God!
You figure that out. Because it's about changing and multiplying the consciousness of truth. So I'm going to help people multiply the consciousness of truth. Whatever they choose to do, that's on them. They call the ex back, the people they haven't been with in a while. What you doing? You feel like coming over? When? Hurry up. Coach Ade is, well, I don't know what name of DJ name I'm going to use, but it will say Life Coach Ade. Can you imagine Life Coach Ade playing music? Yep. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
That's funny because you have beautiful people in the chat room, and I will get to my celestial moment. But we had a bear in the chat room, but he had to go. But he said he was trying to find out how quickly he can get on with Mark because he said his ex was showing up. Now, look, soon to be ex is showing up. Now, look, he put it in the chat room. I should be able to talk about it.
Listen, he's trying to get on with Mark because his ex is showing up. You can't get Mark. No, no, go find your own.
He's like, okay, what time do you think I'll be, you know, I'll get on? Because, and I'm like, dude, really? Have her listen too. But I didn't have time to write it in the chat room. So we had a full Cherokee man called Bear who almost joined us. And, you know, we were talking about exes, so I just thought it was funny. I thought you saw it, but you didn't, right? You're just intuitive.
No, I didn't.
Like that.
Hey, don't give my gift away. Don't tell people about me. I want them to think I'm an average Joe.
Come out wherever you are. I am going to do your celestial moment. You have so many people lined up to continue receiving from you and Mark. Big kiss to Mark. Mwah, I love him so much. It's wonderful hearing about astrology in such a grounded way, which is why he's truly a master. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. All right. And he needs to tell us again, when is that Mars retrograde going down? When do I need to pay attention to the last coach today? All right. Just give me
don't
that
don't worry about it.
Calendar.
Just no. Like Mark gave it to you. Just be in the moment, okay? Let the planets do what the planets do. They will catch you when they need you. You would know. Don't worry about that. Stay in today.
Oh, I am going to stay in today, and the number that I'm speaking today.
Spiritual people just get on my nerves. They just want to figure things out. Just stay in the moment. What's wrong with you? Okay, I'm done. Do your thing. I'm out of here for now.
Okay, good. Go drink some water. All right, good afternoon, family. Wonderful people in the chat room and on the phone lines. Some that I know, some that I don't know. I love you all. So this Life Coach today, we just got a full-packed show. So let me give you your celestial moment. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is 9. 9 is the end of the cycle, and it is ruled by Mars. It's the number of endings. Completion. 9 is also the sacred number of an Orisha by the name of Oya, mother of 9, with her powers of lightning and weather and protection of all things feminine. She brings change and transformation. Think Storm from X-Men. Oya destroys what you no longer need, and those things are usually tied to your ego. 9 is also the Hermit in Tarot. The Hermit is astrologically connected to the sign of Virgo, the Virgin, which is really about being whole, all unto yourself. After much inner work and soul searching, the Hermit lights the path by listening to his inner voice and shows us the way to go through his wise action. We are reminded to go within or go without. The 9th letter of the alphabet is I, and words like imagination, intuition, and introspection connect us to the magical power of 9. The 9th card in the medicine cards is the butterfly, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Butterfly that flutters in the morning light, you have known many forms before you ever took flight. Butterfly medicine is of the air, and the air is of the mind. We are reminded to focus on our thinking as we prepare for our next level. The stages of development from the caterpillar to the butterfly also teach us about our human development and the inevitability of change. Butterfly medicine teaches how to astutely observe our station in life. Whether we feel like we're crawling or flying, we understand that all of our experiences are leading us toward the light. Acceptance becomes our friend when we can be grateful for all the places we've been, the lessons, the challenges, good times, and yes, changes. Let us all hear. So, if you look around and you don't like your surroundings, use butterfly medicine to set a new course. All is well. And that's the story of 9. So, it's my friend, the butterfly of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Tuesday, round 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Every time I hear thank you, now I think of Jimmy Fallon.
Thank you.
If you watch Jimmy Fallon, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you, you Spider Woman, you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. All right, now have a great show.
Okay, now we're going to start. We're going to take calls, but in a minute. Oh, some announcements that I got from the heart quarters. Not the headquarters, the heart quarters. They want me to remind you, if the show has inspired you in some way, caused you to see yourself differently, donate to Life Conversations Radio by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a donate button, or you can do it on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page or the Life Conversations Radio page. There's a donate button there. Now, I just got another note. Can you hear that? I just got another note. They also said, if you really want to practice the law of abundance, it's about giving and receiving. So even if you feel, I don't know about Life Conversations Radio, this guy's too crazy for me. If you get something, you didn't tell me to do this. Mark didn't tell me to do this. I'm getting this from the heart quarters.
if Mark inspired you, caused you to see something differently, give back. If they don't have a donate button, find a way to give back. Keep the energy flowing. Sometimes spiritual people get so spiritual we forget to give back. I don't know. I don't have any money. I keep doing that. I keep meditating and praying. Because you ain't letting the one you got go. You got to let it go. Okay. Thanks, Heart Quarters. You're listening to The Mad Show. It's gone from crazy to mad. And, yes, I take it all because it's all an expression of the goodness that I am. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Thank you all for listening. Within radio listeners and wherever you're listening from, we appreciate you. Now, let's go back to the master astrologer. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mark Husson. Hello, Mark Husson. How are you doing today?
Hey, Adele, how are you?
I am
Thanks
good.
Thanks for the
high quarter so nice
message.
To see you.
Nice
yes.
to hear you.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's talk about this darkness, more darkness, less light. Does it kind
okay.
of cause us to focus more on our shadows as well during this time, during the fall season?
Yeah, I think it really does. I think we pull in. I think it does because there's less distraction. I think the whole point of the seasons is to, if we go in line with the seasons, we're pulling in. We're getting ready to harvest, right? We're pulling in what we've reaped what we sowed. So we're bringing in our bounty. And then we have this time to huddle in and to reflect and to go introspect. And I think what it does is it allows us to see where some of the things we want to be different are. Notice that one of the most spiritual holidays, time periods for many, many religions, is in the solstice, you know, the winter solstice, the darkest time of the year. Because and notice that they're very much candle-oriented, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas. They reflect as a time of giving and spiritual cleansing where we feel that let's be good to people or let's reflect on our good times, let's reflect on our luck, on our fortune, on what we have, our gratitude. And so we see that, yeah, we're right in line with the solstice during that time, and it's no coincidence that there's not as much light because when it's dark, we come in and we go in and we huddle. Mm-hmm. Even if you live in Atlanta or California, you pull in, and you during that cycle, you feel more internal. So, yeah, you do definitely look at your shadow a little more. You try to, anyway. Most people, if it's just too painful, you know, there's people in the world, it's just too painful to look at their stuff. There's no edict that we have to look at our stuff. There's people who can walk through life and never take a look. I want to be one of them. And it does not disqualify them from any love, any enlightenment, any afterlife. It doesn't disqualify them. What it can do is make them a little more internal. Maybe there's a less chance of a quality of life that they could have. Maybe not. I mean, who are we to say? But it isn't a prerequisite. Some people just don't want to look at the shadow, and those are the people who got the poker games going when the evening comes. You know, we've got the every night's a party and every night's what are we doing next? And let's keep going and let's watch this movie and let's da 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 da. And those are the people that you know are tender inside. That you know, we can look mm-hmm. at them as you're an idiot, but we can also look at them as that's tender, that's hard for them because life is just a little too scary as it is, and I ain't taking a minute to look in there any deeper than I have to. So
I know
in
that's
general, right. It is an internal time. Long answer to your question.
It's all good, and maybe those people are a gift to us. They help us look at our own stuff. They're here to help us look at our own stuff. Like, no,
yeah.
My mission is not to look at mine. I'm here to help you look at yours. So when you judge me, that's your shadow.
That's right.
Let's see. You ready for some readings? Folks are
oh,
lining
absolutely.
Up. Yep, they're throwing shoes at me, rolling their eyes at me, saying, why is he taking so long? We want to talk to Mark.
Oh,
they're hanging up and calling back in.
Nah, your audience loves you too much to be talking like that.
They don't tell me they love me. I feel neglected. I think they tell you, but they don't tell me. But that's okay. I love me
that's
just
right.
the way
that's
I am.
Right.
Let's go to Patricia. Patricia, how are you doing?
Hi.
Patricia.
Thank you for taking my call. I've enjoyed listening to everything
that
you've been talking about.
Did we catch you off guard? Cut you off guard, didn't we?
No, I have the computer on. I have my headphones on. I just didn't want to miss anything.
That's so cute. Hi, Patricia.
Yeah,
can you throw your birthday at me really quick?
Yes, it's 1/24/63. And Mark, gosh, everything that you talked about earlier, I just really appreciate you just opening up
so
like
sweet.
That. I'm serious.
You're so sweet. Thank you. You make it easy. Hey, what time? Do you know what time you were born at all, Patricia?
Yes, 8:25 p.m.
And where were you born?
Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Okay. Thank you. That helps me. Now I'm going to get a picture. Do you want me to look at anything specific or us to look at anything specific? Any reason for the call?
Oh, I just want to know what's coming. I mean, I'm entering into a whole brand new life. I am looking forward to just some beautiful things coming to me. So I just wanted to see what the planets have to say to me.
Nice. Ade, you want me to jump in?
Oh,
yeah,
go. It's your lane. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to make sure he didn't add his little. He gets, you know, he's psychic. He doesn't admit it, but I want to make sure he didn't have the thing. Patricia,
you want to tell me is good.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, beautiful chart. I mean, you came in with such a focus. I mean, you're an Aquarian. You have Saturn in Aquarius. You have the moon in Capricorn. I don't know if you've seen your chart before. It's a Virgo rising, Pluto there. Oh, my gosh,
yes.
You are a woman who's here to create some change. It's crazy.
Yes.
Cool. I know. I love it. And during this cycle, what we're seeing, you're having your Chiron return. You are about to burst open. You are. This is really beautiful. Now, Jupiter is in Cancer, and it's training your natal Jupiter. I think relationally there's some healing going on. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like there is – oh, good. And I think that what we're seeing is a new kind of renewed hope and a new kind of vision, and I think you're more in touch with your life purpose than you ever have been before. This year is like really going to bring it to you, and next year too. This is so fabulous because Jupiter stays in Cancer all the way through July of next year. So what we're going to see is this expansion, this opening, this part of your heart that has this creative energy. You're extraordinarily creative. I don't know if you stop yourself from expressing it because, you know, Saturn's in that house, or if you are expressing it and you have a creative outlet for yourself. Now, with a lot of Virgo, like you have, sometimes you guys hold it back because you criticize it too much, but do you have a creative outlet?
I try to be creative in weird ways. I'm an Aquarian, so I'm very...
That's right. It has to be weird, of course.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of it with nature in my own backyard with the animals, the wildlife and everything.
Perfect.
And whatever comes to me. But I am just really looking to create beauty in life, you know,
nice.
And express it and extend it and, you know, just go
out
with
it. Well, if anyone can do it, you can do it. You have it within you, and you're right. You do have to be... You're a Virgo. You have to be of service. Virgo rising. You have to be of service. And combined with that Aquarian ideology where you see an ideal and you want to hold to it and you want to bring light to people, it's the Promethean myth of bringing light to where there was none. And it was illegal. So there's a lot of part of you that as you're doing this is doing a healing. Because I think there's a part that goes, you know, almost unconsciously, am I going to get in trouble for this? Because, or is it putting people off or whatever it might be, but you are like you're a woman on a mission. You were born with such a focus, and it is to create change, and it is to show people that they can love life and they can embrace the whatever it is they find it in their hearts. Do you have children?
No, I don't. But
the world is your child, then. That's it.
The wildlife
is your child, and children are the same house because children are a part of a creation, right? They're part of being. They're the most dynamic expression of us being creative to create, and so I just needed to know that because it's in the house of children, and what you're doing is you're creating. So now what I would suggest is during this cycle, look for these moments where you're feeling like your true expression is coming forward, and I would trust it. I also say, because Saturn is in Scorpio, there is some, you might hit, I don't know, are you getting any opposition? Is there any kind of, are you having to prove yourself in any way? Has some person or some situation shown up that is sort of making you defend yourself?
I got rid of, I had to eliminate certain people from my life.
Okay.
And there's one individual that I am in my subconscious mind and mentally, and I give myself mantras and everything else. I'm going to deal with that person, and they're going to go away from me. I'm serious. Because they're very negative.
Yeah.
And they've been negative
all
my life.
That's what this time period is. it is the time for you to release the people that you've taken on because you're kind of a natural healer. And what happens is with natural healers, you attract people who are naturally wounded because what's the point of being a healer if there's no wound to fix, right? So being a natural healer means the people and the events you create around you are often things that might be wounded, people or things. But then that can turn into once they're well, they don't go. And then they become like a drain on the emotion
yes.
or maybe they resent the fact that you supported them in that way. So you are in a cycle where that right now, that Saturn square, that's what it's going to look like. And you will eliminate people from your life that aren't supportive. That's for sure. Other than that, that's going to build you a boundary that's very, very, very useful to you. And then I think this year, by the end of this year, closer into January too, we're going to see some manifestation of a dream you've always had. Something you've always wanted to do is going to get some wind under it. And you're going to know. You'll just know. And it's amazing. You're in the midst of a three-year cycle of expansion. It's beautiful.
Wow.
So I does it resonate?
Yes, I feel something bubbling up. Woo-hoo! And don't take me wrong, I am not a mean person. I extend myself probably a lot more than I go further than what I really should. But, you know, I can't be drained right now.
That's right.
I've sacrificed my whole childhood and everything for people, and right now I have to be free. That's the most important
thing. How can you
to
support
right now,
people if you're not free?
Yes.
How can you choose support, right? So you have to start taking care of yourself.
Right.
That's the your chart is like the giver, giver, giver. And always because you could, you felt like you should. Change all that.
I am.
But is it useful? Does it support me and does it support them? Put yourself in that picture always, Patricia, and good luck to you. Awesome chart.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful energy. Thank you so much, honey.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you.
Back
you.
At ya.
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, wow.
Take care.
I love
how
her passion. She said, "This person, they're going. I'm going to remove them."
She
That's
did,
what I'm talking
didn't
about.
Didn't she? In such a
yep.
sweet way too.
Like,
I believed her.
Yes. And you know, one of the things I said that I really love. Yeah, it was clear that person is gone already. She has already shifted that person out of her life because she said they're going to
awesome?
Go. They're going to go. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yes. No need to make apologies for our health and well-being. You know what's
That's
good for
right.
you. Let's go to Mother Wit, Valerie. Hello, Valerie. How are you doing?
Hello, Andre. I'm doing well. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Can I get your birth information right off the top?
Yes. May 1st, 1965, and I was born 10:28 a.m., Albion, New York, A-L-B-I-O-N.
Albion, New York. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Wow. You have something you want us to focus on?
Right now, this is a very hard month for me. This is a month my mother transitioned, and I'm really feeling her right now. And there are a lot of family things that are coming up in me. And I want to know what I need to do to heal them generationally, and also what I need to do to get rid of this, I call it a family curse, the fear of success.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
No, I'm on it. That's good. First of all, the answer to your question in general, nothing. You don't have to do anything, except what I would do is hold the intent of forgiveness, love, all the things that we hold in our hearts. But don't act on them. Don't say, this is what forgiveness is, this is what love is. Hold the intent. Because what you're doing with this lovely chart that you came in with, you're a Taurus. You were born on the new moon in Taurus. So your moon is in Taurus. Your Venus is in Taurus. God, what a lovely, lovely, lovely aspect. And Jupiter is sitting right on your rising sign in Cancer. Like a day, your Cancer rising. You're a giver, giver, giver. You feel every nuance within the family system. And every year at this time, God bless your mother, and I'm so sorry for your loss, all the planets are at the lower part of your chart, and it is internal, and you are closer to that energy right now than you ever would be. And what I think happens is that you open up so much. Your heart opens, your body opens, you have these feelers, and you think there's something you're supposed to do with it. But here's the thing about the family curse that I want to talk to you about. Tauruses are the bulls of desire, and you love what you want deeply, and you know what it is you're going to want, and people have a lot of envy about that. And because yours is at the top of the chart, and we're going to see this movement here really clearly very soon, your attention goes, you feel all the passion of the things you want, but the problem is you have this Pisces at the top of the chart, which is what you got from your mom, one of the gifts you got from her, is this incredible psychic intuitive thing you feel in the people around you. And you feel their envy, you feel the jealousy, you feel the hurt, you feel their wound, because there was a lesson in your family, I think. One of the things that was taught, especially from a lot of what are the people around you, is that you can only be as happy as the most unhappy person, number one. And number two, if you don't suffer, you won't get anywhere. So in other words, there's not a lot of reinforcement in the family DNA for someone to go, I feel great, I'm amazing, I feel really good, because it incites envy and hurt in others when they do. And there's a whole lot of reasons for that. But here's what I want to tell you. Your chart is coming to a time when your desires are going to be unstoppable. And what you want is unbelievable. And Neptune not only is going to help you with that, but so is Uranus. And what we're going to see is you're going to have this thought, this ability to change direction. Like, I think there's a part of you that is – do you have a book inside of you, Valerie?
I have several.
Okay, good. See, I think there's going to be a part of you that's going to take this wisdom and write it out and bring it to us. And I think there's a part of you that's going to find the shame that you had, the wound that you had of having. It's in you, this hurt of having, because the people around you were wounded in many, many ways. And I think what we see is that you learned it's not so much having, it's not so much being attacked for having, it's that you feel guilty having, and I think it's the guilt that we go after. So here's what I want you to understand. You are a giver from way, way back. In your soul, ancestors, everything, you're a giver, you're a problem solver. You were one of the doers. You were one of the people who provided the security and the love and the hope for everyone else. And what we're seeing this time is you're going to be the pioneer. You're going to show the world that I can have a choice of what I want. I can be free to express who I am and still give and still share and still have. Now, we don't know the way to get there because we mess it up when our ego gets a hold of it. So what I would suggest you do, because you're so powerful, and I'm not just saying you're powerful because I'm saying it to flatter you, not at all. I'm saying it because this three planets in Taurus, Sun, Moon, and Rising, and Venus, I mean Sun, Moon, and Venus at the top of your chart, whatever you desire will manifest. It doesn't get much choice. So what I want you to desire, one of the things I want you to desire, is that place where you're allowed to receive the affirmation, I deserve all that there is. I am a child of the divine, and I deserve to reflect that. And I deserve to show and teach the people around me hurt by what things they have. I desire to show them how to do it. And you have to pioneer it, because they don't know how to do it. And you're right, you are picking up the envy and the hurt and the greed and the whatever, the sorrow. So now what I would do is bring that ancestral energy in and ask for their help to heal this idea that I have to suffer to be spiritual and that I'm not allowed to have, and change it to allow the family now to receive. And I'll tell you, it is like amazing this cycle you're in, because right now Jupiter's on your rising sign. If you go back 12 years and look at what happened, you're ready to burst open. And you're ready to learn something, to teach something new. And it stays with you for 4 years solid, really five. But it's going to – and it starts today. 18 degrees of Cancer is your rising sign. That's where Jupiter is today. Am I making sense to you, Val?
Oh, most definitely. Intuitively, I am so aware of these things. And
yes.
What the advice that you're giving me is so sound and so on point, and I just want to thank you, because I have looked for answers to this, and you have like you said, I don't know if it's just the time where everything is lining up for it, but
yeah.
I am so receptive to healing this right now. And
you are. You are. And you know what? You're not the cause. You are simply the vehicle that will show people how to do it. And it's so wonderful. And just hold that intent and trust yourself, because Tauruses love and deserve wonderful things. You guys, and you know, Celeste Morgan listening in, if she's there, she's a Taurus. She knows, we know. I mean, Taurus got to have the lovely things. And Val, you deserve it.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want you to bring that affirmation in. I deserve it. I can show the world how to have it. And eventually you get to see that the hooks inside of you, where you were taught to watch other people's responses before your own, dissolve. And that's, it's going to be beautiful. So I'm rooting for you, girl. It's an awesome time period for you. Really is. Good teaching. You're going to be such a good teacher of this.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
Namaste and bless you.
Thank you, Valerie. Namaste.
So sweet. Thank you, Valerie.
Let's go to Althena from Tuba City, Arizona. Hello, Althena. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Althena, it's you. Hey, this is a hotline.
Yes, hello.
Don't speak.
Hey.
Hello. You better hurry up.
Can I get your birth information? Is it Althena?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Althena. My birthday is December 8, 1987.
And your time, hon?
9:04 a.m.
And your place?
Tuba City, Arizona.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Do you want me to look at anything specific?
Love and relationships.
Got it.
I actually have a certain person that I'm with right now, so.
In the room or in your life?
In my life.
Because that's going to change how I answer the questions, you know.
Let me help you here. Let me... That's funny. What specifically do you want to know?
If it's like, does it have longevity? Like, is it something?
What sign is he, Althena?
His birthday is actually June 21st,
1984, 4 o'clock a.m. Okay. Oh my God, yeah, it has massive longevity. You're in a gorgeous cycle for change. You just healed something within your relationship space. I don't know what it was, but whatever it is, you went through it. Capricorn rising,
yeah,
Pluto was right there. You did, right? You know what I mean?
I was in a past relationship for 7 years, and I was really in love with him. And I just kind of came to the point where I realized that it wasn't going to go anywhere. So I kind of
It was like the pin popped that
off.
Bubble of what you were in, and you woke up to a whole new kind of life. And I think you saw the truth. And I think you're now in this state of seeing the truth, and now Jupiter comes along, it hits your moon in Cancer, and it opens up your heart, and I think you brought in somebody with big old heart. And, so you're meeting him under, or I'm assuming it's him, I'm sorry if it isn't, whoever it is, it doesn't matter, but you're meeting the person under a Jupiter on your moon and Pluto on your ascendant. It's like couldn't be more honest, couldn't be more truthful. And so what it is a 12-year cycle. Do you remember 12 years ago? Do you remember 2001?
No.
With regards to love? Okay, that's okay. Go. When we hang up, go take a look. You're young, so it's okay. But what I want you to know, this is where your heart opens up. You feel like this is a perfect connection. But it is it's one filled with lots of lessons as well, because you're going to take whatever it is that you woke up from the other relationship, you got to bring it here. And you're going to, now you have somebody strong enough to work it out with you. But there is, is your mother playing a role in this at all?
No, I've already told him, if my family, like a person from my family doesn't like you, it doesn't matter to me, because at the end of the day, it's my relationship and it's me and you. Like,
yeah.
Nobody else has to be involved.
That's right. That's right. So what's happening right now is you're still confronting some stuff. I want you to know that during this time, there's still things for you to uncover about life and love. Do you have a sense of what I mean? I mean, you ended that last relationship, you woke up. There's still stuff in there that might emerge in this relationship that you will need to look at and Do you kind of get a feel about what I mean by that?
Not necessarily, but I know at this point I kind of have to be patient, like,
yes,
with him and stuff. And I sort of have to watch what I say before I say it, because I know he's very, like, sensitive. He's not like my ex to where I can just say anything I want and it won't really matter.
That's right. This one's going to bring you into a certain kind of consciousness about life and about how you love and about who you are. That's what relationships, the purpose of them are. You know that, right? Purpose of relationship is to be the mirror that we can see the stuff we can't see in ourselves. And so they activate different parts of us that no one else could activate, that they activate in such a big way. So I have to tell you, this relationship has a lot of life to it. It is also one that's going to teach you a grand amount about you and about your I think it's going to really be some kind of impact on your family. And I don't know why, but I think it's going to help
impact
you.
On my family. Well, actually, at this point, we're kind of talking about marriage and starting a family. So
okay.
Maybe that has something to do with it, or.
Well, do you think what if your family, would your family have a reaction to you getting married?
Yes, my mom. I basically.
Yeah, you're
going
to have to deal with
her.
That. That's exactly what I mean. That is going to have to be confronted within your heart, because you don't want to just go, okay, forget you, goodbye. You want to be able to, talk reasonably about what you love, why you love, what your choices are, and that you're conscious, because she's going to want to know that you're okay.
Yeah, at this point, she knows, I'm in love and stuff, and I just kind of, I tell her, regardless of whatever it is they think or feel, I'm going to do what it is I feel and what I want to do.
That's right. That's right.
So she kind of knows that since I was young.
Okay. I know. You're no one to mess with. There's no question about it. Once you make up your mind, you are going for it. There's also no question to mess with about that. I know. What I want you to do is realize that every relationship comes with a lesson, a bunch of lessons that we want to make sure we understand. So if you can live with this person, if you can enjoy this person, if you can discover who you are within this relationship, do it. If you have to get married because there's a part of you that just wants to finalize it, go for it. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's a piece of paper. But I think if we could get you to use this relationship to grow within, a lot of benefit for you in it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I mean,
thank
so
you,
you can, I guess if I was talking to you as a friend, I'd say, look, if you can avoid marriage and live with the guy for a while, just if you can. But if your soul can't, if you go, no, I got to get married, I won't own this, then go do it. It's okay.
Yeah, because that's the thing I've kind of already told him from the beginning of the relationship, because my last relationship was 7 years, and I kind of was okay with living with him and doing things that I probably shouldn't have done. And it got to the point where I asked him, are you going to marry me? Like, do you see me in your future? And he kind of didn't really give me an answer. So, now I'm like, either you're going to marry me or you're not. And he actually, agreed to it. And he, so far our relationship is very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every relationship has that moment now. You got to remember, every relationship has that moment where we reclaim the projection and we get to see what's left, and I just want you to have some time to play with that. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you can do that married or not. It doesn't matter. I just think marriage sometimes presents a lot of paperwork we don't need to mess with. But if you need to be with that piece of paper, do it. But otherwise, take some time and enjoy and learn and find out what's here for you to get and why this particular person showed up and why you have to watch your mouth with him. All those things. Let's learn. If we can. Mm. But if you go, nope, I'm marrying him tomorrow, no matter what y'all say, I will send you flowers at the wedding for sure. I don't care. You understand, right? I'm saying if you got to do it.
Yeah.
There's no problem. But as a friend, as a fatherly advice, I'm saying learn a little bit about him before you tie the knot. But you do what you feel right to do, okay? I promise. It's okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank you,
Athena.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, if you want to find out more about the love story, you can go to Amazon.com and get a copy of Mark's book, Love Scope, What Astrology
Woo-hoo!
Knows About You and the Ones You Love. And Althea
right.
and all the other sisters out there who want to get married, if you tell a man, you're going to, oh, man or woman, if you're going to marry me or not, woohoo! Hey, what is them? Don't threaten nobody with marriage because it ain't going to happen. And if it does, you fill in the blank. Mark, do we have time for one more? Cause I know,
you did,
I'm
you
just leave that alone. You have time for one more?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's go to Tracy Ann. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Ade. Oh. How are you? Hello, Mark.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really
good. Good to hear your voice. Can I get your birth information really quick?
Yeah. August 15th, 1952 at 7.06 a.m. I was born in Washington, D.C.
Such a clear connection here. Okay. You can hear the Leo in you. It's so awesome.
thank you.
You can. It's just right there.
I like
really
being a Leo.
Right present. And can we, you want me to focus on something for you?
Well, yeah, I've been on a major healing spiritual journey for all my life, I think. And I'm an advocate in the traumatic brain injury industry.
Oh, nice.
And having had that in my own family, and I'm hoping to bring about healing into this community, which is, there's a lot of toxicity. So, go ahead.
I'm going to jump in. Nothing personal, but we got short time.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Well,
oh,
it's the bottom line.
Where do you see this leading? Doors are starting to open.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. They are starting to open, or you want to know if they will?
Well, they're just starting to.
They are. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, Jupiter is in Cancer. It then goes into Leo, if you get my drift, and Jupiter's our expansion planet, and then it goes into Virgo. We're looking at that whole cycle for you. Right now there's a change. Somebody that you're working with, somebody from the organization is opening a door for you, or there's some doors that they're hearing you. And I think what we're going to see here in a really big way really soon is you stop feeling... Mars will cross the ascendant. You'll stop feeling so like I'm not sure what to do. You're going to have a voice here. It's so funny. It hits tomorrow, your sun. So I think tomorrow the Mars hits your sun sign, and I think there's a burst of energy. There's a renewal. Plus Venus is on your Mars. I think we're getting all these indications here of the support that is just rushing in to help you. I don't see a lot of blocks to it. I think you just went through some of the blocks. But you're going to get the help you need. And I think 2014, particularly, if we're looking at just about July of 2014, huge advancement in this. But your voice is so heard, and you got to be fearless. People, you are passionate about what you want to do. You were born with Pluto next to your sun. Girl, you are going to be a torchbearer for this, and it's going to be awesome. And I just love when you get on something, you got to believe that no one will ever get you off it, and you will win the battle. You will go where it's supposed to go. You're brilliant at what you do.
Oh, God, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, and good
yes.
luck to you. Post on Facebook anytime
Thanks,
you want. At Mark Husson Facebook, you can post your things you want people to know about what you're doing. And we'll try to help you get the word out, sweetheart. Good job.
Thank you so much. Oh, God
thank
bless you.
Tracy you. Ann. You're
thank
awesome.
You, Ade. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. You're
Have a
welcome.
Great day.
Bye, honey. Thank
Have
you.
Have a great day. Woo! Mark Husson, we need to just clone you. I'm grateful for who you
Yay.
Are. time
That's
is doing what time does.
I
know, that's
when
right.
we're on the attic, so.
And there's a lot of people we can't get to because time is doing what time does. It moves. You can pick up Mark's book. You can go to One Two Listens. He's learned to clone himself through other people. They're there. They love you. OneTwoListen.com.
Yes,
he's on Hay
baby.
House 12 p.m. No, not yeah, 12 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays. And if you get through, and you know, if you were just so impatient and so mad and angry that you didn't get your readings because you weren't listening. Don't get mad.
Nobody got mad.
Manifest.
So cool.
Manifest. Hey, I don't care if it comes to me. Be different. Anyway, I'm done. Mark, anything else? You tell us about what's going on 1-2 Radio. You're doing great things. You got
this
a book
weekend,
you're working
we're
on.
Your show. I'm very grateful for your presence on the radio, and I love that you the audience that calls in is so clear. They're awesome, and it's such a reflection of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you for the privilege.
You're very welcome. This new book, is it a secret, or when is it coming out? If it's a secret, don't
tell
me.
Rising Signs, but
not.
I'm having a hard time, like, getting dates on it because I'm so enjoying my life, like, getting the radio shows out. So it's about the rising sign, but I am working on it. It's just not a passion in this today, but it will be.
I know that's right. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Mark, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for who you are. I love you, my brother. I love you. I thank God for
so
you.
So sweet.
I'm grateful that we are keeping our soul agreement. You have made a difference in my life, and it's gratitude doesn't quite do it justice what I feel about you. Thank you for
it's
who you
mutual,
are.
It's mutual, baby. Thank you so much today.
Yes.
Thank you, Celeste.
Right,
love
brother.
You both, you guys. Thank you.
Love you too. Peace and blessings. Yes, Mark Husson. I just love that man. Did I say that before? I did. I'll say it again. I just love him. Oh, I'm repeating myself. I love Mark Husson. Yes, I do. Well, I love you too. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. The truth is, you got to pay attention. Answers are everywhere. Sometimes we get caught up in the me, but sometimes we just got to let go. Sometimes we need the me. Sometimes we need to just let the information come in a different way. Don't be so rigid, so narrow-minded that you miss the answers that life is delivering to you. I understand we're all moving through stuff, but you know what? If one of us gets it, everybody gets it. We're healing together, and we need each other, and sometimes we just need to get still. And no matter what you're going through and growing through, your life is a good life. So give thanks for your life. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. Allow others to love you, and we're going to allow you to love us. We invite you to donate to Life Conversations Radio by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a donate button there, or go to the fan pages, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, like page, or the Life Conversations Radio like page, fan page. Or if you want to donate to Mark, because he gave of himself. And your duty, your role is to be a giver. He's giving to you, give back to what he's doing. That's how we keep the energy going. That's how we keep the abundance flowing, by giving. Give what you want, and it comes back to you. Because energy always comes back to sender. This is Agape Choir. The Agape Choir, I share my life as a good life. I will see you tomorrow. And those of you who came here just because of Mark, I know you're going to be busy listening to him tomorrow, but come back on Wednesday. If not, I'm going to track you down, and then I'm going to hug you and love the mess out of you. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. It's been a great show. Thank you for being here. You are the healing you're looking for. Peace and blessings.
It's good. Is a pure thought. Hallelujah, my thought is pure. Hallelujah, my thought. Hallelujah, my thought. Say love. My way is a peaceful way. Say la, my way is peace.
Say la, my way is a peaceful way.
Ashe, my life is good.
Ashe, my life is a good life.
Oh yeah.
Ashe, my life is good.
Ashe.
My life is good.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.